AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. The Houston Astros turn around a 6-3 deficit in Baltimore thanks to a big blast by Kyle Tucker.
They have a really good, you know, pitching staff, you know, good lineup, defense, and everything. So, I mean, they're doing a really good job this year, and, you know, being able to come back against some really good pitchers is nice.
Tucker's ninth inning grand slam off Felix Bautista gives the Astros a 7-6 win to stay three games behind the Texas Rangers in the American League West after the Rangers beat Oakland 6-1. The Orioles, who saw their four-game winning streak come to an end, are now just two games up on Tampa Bay in the American League East. The Mariners, Yankees, Guardians, Royals, Angels, and Tigers also pick up wins in the American League. The Miami Marlins stopped their losing skid in Cincinnati, beating the Reds 3-2. Shortstop Joey Wendell says it feels good to have that sense of victory return.
We're all tired of losing, so it's good to get a good win like that, close win, big hit by Soler, great just overall team effort. I mean, Brax in the bullpen was awesome.
The Rockies, Braves, Cubs, and Dodgers were also victorious in the National League. The Phillies and Nationals split a doubleheader. Details from correspondent Michael Luongo.
A pair of home runs by Joey Meneses enabled the Nationals to pick up a split of their doubleheader versus the Phillies with a 5-4 game 2 win. Game 1 saw the Phillies fell 4 home runs, 2 by Kyle Schwarber. In an 8-4 win, Zach Wheeler picked up the win. It was his 9th.
The University of Georgia staff member who was involved in a fatal car crash that killed a Bulldogs football player has been fired by the school less than a month after filing a lawsuit against the university. Correspondent Gethin Kulba reports.
The school issued a statement saying Victoria Tori Bowles was dismissed because she refused to cooperate with an internal investigation into the crash. Her attorneys claim she is being retaliated against for filing the lawsuit. The January 15th crash, which occurred just hours after a parade celebrating Georgia's second straight national championship, killed the 20-year-old Willick and driver 24-year-old Chandler LaCroix.
And the ACC is reportedly considering adding Stanford and Cal, though a source tells the AP no action has been taken. Steve Carney, AP Sports.